You're listening to the Father Figures 3x3 podcast. It's a very special edition tonight, and we have three of our good friends from three awesome local bands ready to rock with us. They brought songs in, so let's say hi to them. Kyle from the Love Me Nots and the Danes.
Hello.
Todd from Acids of Evil.
Hi there. How you doing?
Well done. And Mark from Robot Tank.
Yay.
So we're going to play a couple songs, we're going to crack on them, we're going to drink a little beer.
Cheers.
So pop your beer, take your pants off, and enjoy yourselves. First off, it's going to be Kyle, and what's your first song?
It's Davila 666, or Say, I'm not sure, from Puerto Rico, Mala.
Nada funcionaba, nada, nada.
as your own. And that's a room inside your parents' home. The wall is covered with the stars, you know. You just can't live without the stereo.
Songs, Kyle, what were they?
So the first one was Davila 666. They're from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
And they were in Tempe not too long ago. And all eight of them ended up staying on my floor.
Fantastic. So what year was that recorded?
I think that was, it was 2011, I believe.
Okay,
maybe so 2010, but it was very recent release.
I mean, it was like Ramones meets like Count Five or something. 60s garage.
Little 60s garage, little punk.
Definitely informed by some punk rock and roll.
Remind me of the Os Mutantes a little bit, but yeah. A little bit more punk rock than that. So.
And so what was next?
And then we have the Venomous Pinks, which are a local band. My favorite guitar player, Drea.
Yeah.
And that's probably my favorite song in the world right now.
So. Really?
Got No Rules. I listen to it at least three times a day. So.
Yeah, that had a nice driving guitar part to that, and I liked it.
Definitely.
And what was next?
Then we have Death. That was my old school proto-punk from Detroit. I think they formed in 71. So that was recorded mid-70s.
That was pretty heavy duty. Definitely had a Detroit feel to it. And I think we were talking in between songs. And we're saying it kind of had like a MC5 Stooges thing, but definitely with a stick upside the head for it. So...
Yeah, I think the Bad Brains credit them with a lot of, like, being a big influence on their music, and you can definitely hear that in a lot of their songs, so.
Right on.
Had an air of finality to it.
Finality, huh? Wow.
Tom is six beers deep, so he's...
essentially, yes. Drinking red chair, so.
Why do you say that? Why did it have an air of finality to it?
Death.
Well,
yeah. That is the final frontier.
Ketchup. Yeah. Ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kyle, you guys have a show coming up, the Love Me Nots.
We do. I have to look at what day it is.
It's the 15th. It's a Friday. Even I know that.
It's in July.
Yeah.
The Foundry. Like, the Foundry. Place.
Is that the first show at the Foundry? Or
Cowboy Mouth is the first show at the Foundry.
Oh, okay, okay.
Speaking of Cowboy.
And so who are you guys playing with?
We are playing with Jed's a Millionaire and the Persuaders. I think the Persuaders have to change their name, though. I'm not sure. I think
my friends in that band, Jim Swafford and Lawrence Zubia, those guys are cool, but the name's okay, but...
They have to change it for contract, because, like, yeah. Somebody else has it, or...
Well, because it's been, like, a movie, and there's a band, like, the Persuaders, right?
There's another band.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Better. Well, we called ourselves David Bowie initially, and we were forced to change that to the mm-hmm. Father Figures, so...
To David Jones.
Hello, we are David Bowie! Yeah. So, right on. And are you guys headlining that, or are you guys playing last?
I believe we're headlining. But.
Okay, and that's downtown.
I think you are.
Phoenix,
I think you are.
You guys can probably let me know what's going on here. Yeah. What time are we going to
Yeah. Is it 8:45 or 9:15?
But yeah. From what I understand.
That'll be a great show. We'll be
at the Foundry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That should be our last show before probably September here. Maybe even into the fall. So.
All right. So people need to go to that.
July 15th. Checking it out.
July 15th at the Foundry. Love Me Nots. Go.
Yeah, so I want to know what was your first band and why do you play bass?
Ooh. Mm. My first band was called Tricky Dicks.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh. No.
Can we say that?
How do you spell that? X's in that?
I think it had something to do with Nixon, I guess, but I still don't really know what that was all about. But it was with all the skater boys I had crushes on, so I learned how to play the bass very quickly,
so that
I could
be
in that
band. With the cute guys.
Exactly, and it served me well. So,
in what city was this?
This was in Colorado, so my hometown, Alamosa, very small.
What kind of band was it?
It was like punk. We did kind of like rancid type of music. Without the good bass player.
Just learning. Without walking bass
players. Yeah. Lots of whole notes at that time. Yeah. And then, but I started with the trumpet, and so I kind of worked my way to piano, and then figured I should do something a little bit more rock and roll, because skater boys weren't interested in the trumpet player, so there you have
it. Oh, I think they were. That's
Like, said what everybody else was
maybe
thinking.
Not maybe trombone, but some or just skater bone. Guys are not picky.
Moving on, Kyle. Thank you. That was awesome. Three great songs. Great story about how you started playing bass.
And Tricky Dicks.
Who's up next?
This is Mark Anderson from Robot Tank.
No, it's not. It's Mark Anderson from Robot Tank.
It is.
He's gonna play some songs for us. What songs do you have?
Well, I feel like I should set it up with saying that I am the nerdy, avid, podcast listener.
Oh. And so you've actually listened to our
all seven?
Now all seven of them. And since, when Bobby first asked me, I asked what the theme was, and he didn't give me a theme.
It's because, we decided that it was going to be torturous.
So I used your guys' theme. So I did, a history... And a history song, a roots and origins song.
Nice.
Wow. And then a bonus tracks and cover song. Cause
yeah.
I have a cover song I want you guys to cover.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. But my first song is the first band I ever played in. This is my history song. I played drums in this band. It's called TV50.
Thank you.
Mark, those were some great choices. Tell us about them.
All right. Well, I forgot to... I guess I stopped and didn't say what the other two things were. My history I covered, right? The first band. My first band. Then I had the Roots and Origins song, which was Pave the Rocket, Drool, which was the band that kind of inspired me to start playing guitar.
And they were from where?
They're from St. Louis.
Cool. Yeah. What year was...
Was their reign? 96, 97, I think. I should have wrote this down.
That's all right. Make it up.
Hindsight.
Frank Gallardo will correct you Facebook. I'll
be looking forward to that, actually.
Frank knows his shit.
And then I had the bonus tracks covers song that I wanted Father Figures to cover, which was You Are My Son by McCluskey.
Awesome.
The Father Figures.
I like it.
And the Son.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I latched onto that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant. That's a
contender.
It is.
Yeah.
That was good. So tell us that the first song was from a band you played drums in.
Yes.
So why don't you play drums anymore?
Because no one knows me as a drummer in Phoenix. Or I would. Well, someone would ask me to play the drums.
Well, literally, like, play the drums. Tens of people will know you as a drummer now.
Well, okay. Well.
The Father Figures have an opening.
What's your love? Drums or...
I still think the drums are the funnest instrument to play, by far.
You like to beat things?
I've been known to beat things in public.
So drums, first love, but you're a closet bass player.
Yeah, actually, the first thing I played was a bass in high school. That's how I got into music, actually, is a friend of mine.
Did you have a band?
Yes, I did.
What were you called?
Tom Saggy.
I did not
make that up.
Really?
I was trying to...
Now we're getting into something.
Now we're talking.
I think Tom needs to put on his counselor's cap here and work this out. Yeah.
I have no idea what it meant.
My grandmother used to call me Tom Tom.
Really?
And...
You're saggy now.
You're saggy.
I've noticed. Yes.
I'm
some sagginess.
You're the embodiment of
saggy. Did you play with Tricky Dicks, though?
We did not play that. We would have liked would have loved
Tom
to play with
Saggy.
Yeah. But we were
incredible.
Missouri, and that's... Yeah. They don't allow that there.
They didn't allow, yeah. I can imagine. All right. So what's next on the horizon for Robot Tank?
We are actually recording... Well, we're trying to finish up a recording, and we're going to go in and do vocals at a different studio than we recorded the first half. And the Father Figures are going to come guest vocal on the record.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Big time.
We can do that.
How many songs did you guys do?
Is it a full album? No, it's just another EP.
Okay.
We're just going to keep putting out EPs until we can afford to, or someone... wants to give us money to put on an album, then we'll put on an album.
Any shows coming up?
Yeah, we have a big big show coming up with the Father Figures and Asses of Evil at the Ice House Tavern on my birthday.
What?
Yeah.
July 16th. My actual birthday.
Nice.
The day after Michael's birthday, right?
Yep, it's the day after my birthday.
It's going
to
be...
So we should be able to guilt everyone that we know into coming to that show, right?
And I say the older you get, the longer your birthday lasts. So I'm up to a fortnight of birthday right now.
Fortnight is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
for those of you non-Shakespearean types.
That is weird.
Fortnight.
Is anybody going to go ice skating beforehand? I found that to be very fun.
Is it open skate?
Until 9.
Well, the best thing about the ice house is that it could be, it's going to be obviously in the middle of summertime. You're looking out in the nice ice cold skating rink. Thank it you. Just feels good.
We picked that venue in the summer for a reason.
Ah, right? Big time. Yeah.
I went ice skating before the Venomous Pink show last time and it was great. Skating, punk rock.
All right. It works.
Mm-hmm. Free skate.
Maybe Miriam will
open
go
skate.
With you.
Open skate.
Yeah.
Nice. Freestyle skate.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you
for sharing. And it was thank you for
pleasure.
Having yeah. a good birthday.
Cuts. Good cuts.
Yeah. So next up, we've got TJ, Todd to the Joseph.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Shirty.
Shirty.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me over. ready to do whatever I need to do.
Okay, what song do you have up first?
There's a bathroom that needs to be cleaned down the hall.
Yeah, can I vacuum your floor?
Yeah, that
send us a postcard, and we'll have Todd come to your house and perform whatever chores you need.
Yeah, I mean,
as menial as it gets.
I know my songs work. I think that, all right, this first song...
Hotel California.
Yeah, it's... Freebird. You know, Mike said, pick three songs. Where do you start? I mean, where do you go? I don't know. It's really kind of befuddled by the whole question, but I went on my iTunes, like, all right, let me figure something out here. And this first song, there's a little thing on your iTunes that says the most played songs. And this song, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but this song was the song that I played the most.
So maybe it's because you like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good song. It's this band called Bedouin Sound Clash, and they're from, like, Toronto. And they're I normally don't like things from Canada very much.
But they're women or they're beer.
It's got to be good, and they're good. And they're a three-piece band, and I figure the father figures are a three-piece.
Yep.
So in keeping with that...
Let's relate.
And has a little reggae vibe, but it has a really... killer chorus and good singer and good band, and it's catchy and it's kind of poppy, and like if you look at, like, I got Rolling Stone magazine the other day and Katy Perry was on the cover. Like, that's not music to me. Like, this is a song that's a catchy pop song that should be on the charts, but it's not, unfortunately, but it's a good little jam. I hope you like it.
The commentary is longer than the song, actually.
Ow!
Okay, here we go with Bedouin Sound Clash.
Oh, I'll be home. I'll be home.
Looking at me. rival part swan to three. There was no pair of brown eyes waiting for me. I'd a rove and a rove and a rove and I'll go for a pair of brown eyes. I looked at him, he looked at me. All I could do was face him. While Ryan Fellow made a sign of my elusive dreams, I saw the streams, the rolling hills where his brown eyes were waiting. And I waited once for me. So drunk to hell, I left the place, sometimes crawling, sometimes walking. A hungry sound came across the breeze, so I gave the walls a talking.
Todd, tell me about those other two songs you played.
I played three songs. What other two?
We played three songs.
Well, all right. Now. The first song was, the second song was Turbo Negro. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, what's up with that
one? Well, this is a band that I think, they're fantastic. They're kind of a mix between classic punk rock, like the Ramones and the Pistols and the Clash, meets like classic rock, you know, AC/DC, Thin Lizzy, Queen. A little Motley Crue and a little Guns N' Roses in there. And then
you're going that far,
little Herman. I'm not done.
Then throw a little Kiss in there, and then a little Hedwig, and then a little
Did Bam Bam make you listen to that?
Wasn't he in Turbo Negro?
He might have been them for a moment, but no. I don't know. I just I think they're a really good band, and that song is just a rock and roll. But not too many bands play regular rock and roll anymore. And
So then what was next after that?
It was the Pogues, Pair of Brown Eyes, and just a classic cut by the Pogues that, you know, it's all about Shane McGowan, really. This guy's just a legendary singer, songwriter, performer. You look at the guy and you just gotta love him, you know. Shane McGowan, he's a drunk bastard, and he writes great songs, and the Pogues are one of the all-time greatest. I wanted to put the Pogues on here because they don't get a lot of love, you know, but I just want to give the Pogues a little shout-out, a little love, a little props, because mm-hmm. I think the Pogues are fantastic. So
I'd say with the Pogues, I've reached my quota on Pogue songs for the most part, but that's one song that I absolutely listened to a million times.
Did you say you Thanks, covered Kyle. It?
I was in my first band in Phoenix was actually a kind of Irish band. We did a couple Pogue songs, so that's how I actually started the Dames. The guitar player was Heather, because she was with Neil, who's from the Impossibles. Mm-hmm. He was the guitar player as well. So
it's a logical progression from Irish folk stuff to
punk rock.
Punk rock. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into the scene, and probably wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the Pogues and my Irish cover band.
Uh-huh. And if you know Neil, send us a postcard.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about your playing in Asses of Evil now.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that happen?
There's not a lot to say. I mean,
it's a band.
These are three friends of mine. Mike Spearswold, who plays drums, who I've known since he was 12.
And I know that
was
guy,
14.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony Caraba is a great guitar player. He plays lead guitar, and our singers, our fearless leader is Chris Yeomans, who's a wonderful bloke. You know, I just joined the band, and I'm just kind of the new dude. I'm just kind of playing bass and feeling good, playing with my friends. And
yeah. How long has it been since you played in a live band?
20 years, man, which I never thought I'd even play in a band again. But, you know, the hot thing is Daniel Boone, coonskin tail. I was going to have the coonskin tail coming off the back of the bass. You know, that's a hot look. I invented that.
I know about that.
30 years ago, but didn't really but catch on. Yeah. But the coonskin tail, the raccoon tail hanging off the bass just flows. Like,
if you put that on your pants, it'd be too gay bar.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like Steven
Tyler. Like grab on to
the Negro thing.
Yeah. Well, Steven Tyler had the scarves hanging off the microphone. I like to have the raccoon tail hanging off the back.
How
of the
many
bass.
Raccoons but, have to die in the name of rock and roll?
None.
PETA will be all over.
Yeah.
I let them throw paint on me. I don't.
Who's
care.
This guy, PETA?
Yeah. PETA. What do you want me to do? You can't please everybody.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, those so you've got shows coming up?
Yes, we do. We're really stoked that we're playing with the Father Figures and Robot Tank. This is going to be a really fun night over at the Ice House on July 16th. Y'all come down.
Thanks, Andy.
You better get there early because it's going to sell out. You know, I mean, that place does not hold a lot of people.
It's true.
Yep, it really does, and it
comes with a bartender too.
We'll have extra bartenders.
Yeah, they might have a couple extra bartenders, but it's going to be a. You know what? It's July 16th. It's the worst time to be in Arizona. It's the middle of, you know, nothing going on.
Except so why not be at a bar with a hockey with rink attached to it?
Exactly, yeah. Ice cold ice rink next to it. Cold beers flowing. It's going to be a good night. Everybody's going to be there. Yeah. And so don't even sweat it.
So does Asses of Evil have any plans for recording or anything coming up?
No, Asses of Evil do not have any plans for recording because we just really don't care about our fans. And we don't care about people liking us or showing up at our gigs.
So it's just
so apparently at this next show, feel free to bring anything you want to throw at these motherfuckers.
We've kind of been around the block a few times. We've kind of seen it all, and at this point, we don't care. You know, we're up there for ourselves. Like the four of us, we just want to play for ourselves, to
let out a lot of aggression, a lot of pent up aggression that we have.
Yeah.
And we play and we rock out and we just...
How about therapy instead of rock and roll?
No. We just get up there and we play and we, you know, relieve ourselves on stage. So after that...
Well, how can we top that? This has been another edition of the Father Figures 3x3 podcast. Might be our best.
I'm not done yet.
Yes, you are. Might be our best. Might be our worst. That's for you to decide. The six of you that are listening right now. Sum things up a little bit. Father Figures, Robot Tank, and the Asses of Evil who don't give a shit that you give a shit at the Ice House. Yeah. On July 16th. July 15th, the Love Me Nots at the Foundry, downtown. Look it up. Be there. Thanks for listening.
What's the outro? Is there an outro? Is there an outro? Is there an outro? Is there an outro?